Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with entrepreneurs and celebrities who tell their stories about their business journey and also share helpful insights about the successes that they've had.
I am really excited to hear from our next guest, Donna Campbell. So have you ever heard of the Mind Whisperer? If not, you're in for a huge treat. What is your business about and how do you help people?
I do have an international healing practice. And what I actually do, this is a mouthful, but I reprogram your subconscious brain through the quantum field to get you instantaneous results. So it's an alignment process because often we'll think something like, I'm rich and abundant. But yet on the inside, we feel a lack energy, less than, imposter, who am I? Well, in the quantum field, we will attract back the stronger energy, which if it's that lack energy, you're not going to be rich and abundant. So I take you through a process. We recode the vibration and the frequency through emotion, and then you get the instantaneous results of exactly what you are asking for.
So how does that work? That sounds pretty interesting. You could talk a little bit about the quantum field and then how we are connected to that.
Yes. Every single one of us has a vibrational energy field measured by science. And through our energy vibrational field, we're always emitting out signals like a radio tower and a receiver. So whatever you're feeling on emotional component moment by moment are the signals that are being sent out. And then that is what magnetizes and draws back into you. So we all know when we're in an office meeting and it's getting ready to, you know, level up and you're walking down the hallway, you know exactly if that meeting is going to be a really good meeting and everyone made their sales numbers or nobody made their sales numbers and we have to ramp it up. You know that before you get to the meeting. Why? You can feel it energetically and it's reading that subconscious energy field. If you're in a grocery store and you're walking down an aisle, intuitively, you will walk around a person you don't want to talk to or be closer to somebody that looks happy and pleasant that you might want to strike up a conversation with. And so we all have this innate ability and we're all doing it 24/7. We just don't realize we're doing that. So when we have something in our life that we're trying to accomplish, reach the next level, get to the next layer, and we don't know what that is, we have to look at the emotional component and understand what it is that we're feeling. And if we can change that one piece, then you'll magnetize the result that you're looking for.
I agree 100% with that.
And so usually what happens for us is we get into a life situation later in life. We don't understand how we got there, but that pattern or the energy was really anchored in your childhood. So if we go back to when it first started, we can understand where that is. And then when we shift the frequency to something different, something that we needed, everything else in your life changes. And it works on health. It works on your finances. It works on your mental mindset. It works on your emotions. It works in all aspects of your life because the universe, it's always giving and receiving. So if we're always sending out signals and we're always receiving back, it's 24/7. And so it's an automatic response system. And if we go in and change the programming, then we send out a different signal. It's like changing the dial on the radio. Oh, I'm tired of listening to rock. I'm going to switch over here to country now. So it's kind of that same process, but we're doing it for ourselves, elevating up in frequency and vibration so we can release like sadness and anger and frustration and overwhelmed. And we can go into happiness and balance and peace and kindness because those frequencies will bring back more faster.
Right. And other people feel those because I know my coach, Sonia Sartre, is my coach, and she's at such a high frequency all the time that you just feel good around her because she's such a positive, high frequency, happy person. And it kind of rubs off. So Jessica, did you have a question?
I think that it's quite interesting hearing you talk about this because I listen to a lot of dating podcasts and a lot of them will touch on stuff like this. Is this something that you feel like comes into the dating world quite a lot too?
It's in every aspect of your life. And let me share with you my own story. There was a person that I was dating, and he wasn't as truthful as he told me he was. Found out some things. I didn't want to go out with him anymore. And so I was in avoidance and resistance and just trying to placate. No, I'm not interested. I can't go out, etc. And I go a couple of days later and I sit down in front of a friend to have lunch. And she goes, "What is all this resistance around you?" And I'm like, "What do you mean?" She goes, "There's just resistance everywhere. That's all I feel." And I'm like, "I don't know what you're talking about." And then it clicked. I was resisting the energy of this one person in the dating world. Therefore, I was resisting everything else in my life. And it was on a subconscious level. I didn't realize I was sending out that frequency. So I had to go in, do my own programming, release the resistance. And then that opened up the doorway for everything else to flow in. Because if I'm in the energy of resistance, guess what? I'm resisting money. I'm resisting friends. I'm resisting, you know, all the other things life has to offer. And I wasn't aware of it. She had to point it out. So yes, it's in all aspects of your life, because it's not just, oh, I'm going to resist in dating, or I'm going to resist over here. It's everything. We're the only ones that separate and compartmentalize.
Once you had that realization, what did you do?
I shifted myself. So I have a whole process. It takes me 2 days to teach you how to do it for yourself, or I can do it for you in a matter of minutes. But it's understanding where the resistance is at, where it's located in the body, going back to a time where you felt that same resistance, might not even be related, and then understanding what it was that you needed in that moment. Because whatever happened in the situation, you put up resistance. So you might have needed understanding or nurturing or love. And so in the mind whispering process, what we do then is we reprogram that event. The events don't change, but we reprogram that event with a different emotional frequency of what it was you needed, say understanding. And then when that reprogramming happens, because it's like updating the software system, but for your brain, next thing you know, you have understanding, you have a whole different context, and the resistance is gone. And then when you look at your current situation, you have understanding, not resistance. And so it's a technique that I learned from studying with some other teachers through how the different universal laws work. Because in every moment, every frequency exists. We just got stuck on resistance to teach us something. And if that changed, then it opens up all those doors.
And I see that you've written a book here, a few books, actually. Financially Fit, Living the Secrets to an Abundant and Prosperous Life. You were in the financial sector before. And you co-authored one, Cracking the Rich Code, with Tony Robbins, Jim Britt, and Kevin Harrington. Are most people's problems that they come to you to get healing for around money? Or is it just everything?
This is how it works. It's all of the above. I often talk about money because how you think and feel about yourself on a soul level is how money responds to you in life. And so people will come and they will say, "I want more money." And you're like, "Great, why?" And then they will tell you about a relationship or a lifestyle that they want to live or to create. And about 15 minutes into the conversation, they're like, "Is that why I have this in my stomach?" Yeah. And then they make the connection. They'll start talking about money. A lot of people do come for health because every physical level dis-ease has an emotional component to it. Earlier, we were talking about the medical moment and about cancer and food and carbs. Well, cancer relates to the energy of resentment. So in my world, I'm looking at, what are you resenting? And if you're in the energy of resenting eating the carbs and you believe that steady, you'll probably create it. But if you're not in the energy of resentment, you love bread, and bread is different in London than it is in the United States, and you're in that happiness, guess what? Cancer, resonating to the energy of resentment, can't come in because you're in an energy of happiness, so there's no connection.
I love that. Donna Campbell, The Mind Whisperer.
So what experience did you have as a child that led you to this spot now?
A lot of experiences, actually. The very first story I can recall, one time my mom asked me what I really wanted to be when I grow up. And I thought I knew the answer. And I was so excited. And I said to her, "Well, I think I'm just going to join Greenpeace and save the whales." And my mom was a very angry person. So you had to be very careful with your responses because you didn't want that anger to come at you. And it literally, lightning flashed in her eyes. I got yelled at. She slammed the door in my face. And I went outside going, what did I do wrong? And so I started reformatting my own self and went, well, I guess if she needs to hear that I'm a teacher or a scientist or something, I'll say that because I don't want to experience the anger anymore. That's safety in the subconscious. And I'm like, what do I really want to do? I want to travel the world and be a gypsy and read palms and crystal balls and, oh, look, shiny rock. Well, I do a form of that today. But in that process, I also learned being in Silicon Valley, not everyone was created the same, meaning that my family grew up near poverty, which was food stamps, welfare, public assistance. And by 14, I had my own job, my first job, to buy school lunch and buy my own clothes. So that's why I became a financial advisor, was because I really wanted to help middle-class America to get ahead in life. But then after 10 years in that career, I realized nobody was further ahead, even though we followed all the rules. And then other life events happened. I started looking at this from different points of view. And then my healing career launched, really.
That's great.
So why do you think your mother had the reaction she did?
You know, I've often thought about that. It was during the time of the women's liberation movement, and at the time that women had opportunities that they didn't have before. And she saw me as an extension of herself, and that I had the ability to become anything I put my heart out there to do, where she grew up in a time where you were limited or only certain types of jobs were available, and that we could have it all, and that we could be in this profession and these careers, still have a family and raise all of it. I just didn't know at the time I said that answer. I told her I was going to be some sort of activist or anything like that. And I had no context. I had no idea. Of course I could be anything I wanted to be, because why not? But I didn't know. But looking back, I think it was really that's what she was trying to teach me.
Where do you want to take your practice now? Where do you see your future going?
Right now, I've expanded my healing practice. So I'm in the writing world as an author. Several other books, including The Abundant Soul. I write for Best Holistic Life magazine as a columnist. I also am in the speaking world, sharing all of the gifts and talents. And instead of just working with people privately one-on-one, expanding into being able to do the work on stage and transforming the entire audience. Between that and retreats and podcasting, the next layer that was presented and where I've been going is into film. And with film, you can produce the documentaries and put out the information to really make an impact, change the world in a different way. And so I do produce movies now with the Los Angeles Tribune, sharing these universal truths to make the impact for the upcoming generations.
Excellent. That's great.
The first one that's going to be released is called Pillars of Power, The Hidden Secret Behind Achieving Greatness. And I have several of the original cast members from the movie The Secret. So that'll be
awesome. I can hardly wait. How can people find you?
The easiest way is to go to bookdonna.com. And on there, there's different ways to connect with me if you want to just book directly or to be connected through social media. It's better called donna.com.
D-A-W-N-A. This has been fascinating. Definitely are going to look at more of what you're doing.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, and our studio assistant Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.